You know what disturbs me most, County Executive? When I was in the Senate, we had a joint committee, House-Senate, that approached Bay issues when I was there. And what we used to do was meet with legislatures from Delaware, from Virginia, from the areas surrounding the Bay, and we approached it from a multi-state approach. We're not doing that this time. We're approaching this almost individually, and to me, it doesn't make sense when you're talking about the Bay.
Well, I think the approach to it really depends on where the leadership is in each of the six states. At the end of the day, you know, we have to serve the entire community. And while there are some folks who can comfortably afford this substantial tax increase, 40 tax increases in the last 7 years is just too many. And the taxpaying citizens, hardworking folks in our county are struggling at this point, and they need a break. And so, you know, it just felt like it was just too much.
Let's get a phone call or two in here. 410-467-WBAL. Let's get to Kelly in Annapolis. Kelly, you're on with Anne Arundel County Executive Laura Newman. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, both of you. How are you doing today?
Great.
I'm actually calling about the Common Core, and I was wondering your specific thoughts on it, and that's pretty much it at the moment.
Well, I think we don't have enough data yet to know whether or not that's going to be the right fit for our school system. I've heard mixed reviews on it. Some folks are very much in favor of it. Certainly in Massachusetts, they've had a pretty good experience with it. They're pleased with how it's been implemented and the success relative to it. I'd like to know more about the potential implementation of it in Maryland before, you know, we'll be able to consider a substantial change like that.
Kelly. And how do you suggest that be done?
Well, you may not be aware of this, or you may, but in Anne Arundel County, our school board is appointed by the governor. And in Anne Arundel County, the school system is run very separately from county government. So to be really candid about it, in county administration, we don't have any real vote in that decision ultimately. As citizens, we do, but not as elected officials or representatives of the public. So it is particularly challenging for us.
Well, I know that Delegate Pat McDonough from Baltimore and Harford County has put forth some legislation to stop Common Core until further studies can be done on its effectiveness. And I was wondering, from Anne Arundel County, who would a citizen contact or
your delegates?
Write to?
I can tell you right now, Kelly, contact your senator and your delegates. Do you know what district you live in?
7, I think.
Okay, contact. You can tell you the best way. 410-841-3000. 410-841-3000. Tell them, Kelly, where you live. They will transfer you, the operator, to your particular district. Okay?
Fantastic.
All right. Take care. One of the things she brings up, though, County Executive, without getting into Common Core necessarily, is the whole issue of where we are educationally in the state. You've benefited from a good education and do the things that you do. I have. We have now close to 50% of our children graduating in the state now, not Baltimore City and Prince George's, that need remediation in math and English. I mean, and then Anne Arundel just lost your superintendent. You're bringing a new one on board. Just speak to the whole issue of where we're going educationally.
Well, I do believe, while I appreciate that Maryland is consistently ranked high, the school system is consistently ranked high, and I have a very good working relationship with the school system, by the way. I'm a big believer in collaboration. They reached out to me immediately. I've reached out to the new superintendent, the interim superintendent, and I do believe working together as an interconnected team, we all serve the community. But I do also believe at the same time that we need to raise the standards overall, and I think that's starting to happen. The challenge from county government's perspective, though, is that, you know, it becomes a block grant to the school system, and with maintenance of effort, their funding increases every year. So in this budget process, you know, I tried to put together the numbers to help us understand how much of the county budget is actually state controlled, and a lot of that, of course, is for the school system. This year, it's about 62% to 65%. And that percentage grows because maintenance of efforts grows. Teacher pensions have been shifted.
I've always had a problem with maintenance of effort, by the way. I just want you to know I've been resistant to that concept from day one. If you can find efficiencies and find a way to do something for less money without harming the classroom, you shouldn't be penalized for
that.
Well,
that is my concern, is that there is no incentive to be efficient if you're automatically going to receive additional funding each year. So while I have a good working relationship with them, that will not change. I would like to see some things change in how county government and the school system work together, particularly in Anne Arundel County. You know, in Howard County, they have an elected school board. In Anne Arundel County, it is appointed by the governor. And while I appreciate that the school board members are all very dedicated to education and to the children, I think it's time to start thinking about how that relationship breaks down.
Are you really a Republican? That's what look, here's a question a lot of people have when they examine your politics, because you don't very much like, and I'm not making you a Chris Christie, but there's certain people when they talk, they don't sound like politicians, because really you're coming from a business background into this realm that you're in now. Jane Miller wanted me to ask you, Jane, I hope you're listening, from WBLTV's I-Team, would you ever consider being an independent, or do you consider yourself, you know, a Republican moving forward?
Well, I was raised as a Democrat in Baltimore City, and about 20 years ago, I chose to change parties to the Republican Party. The reason I made that decision is very simple. I believe hard work should equal opportunity. And while, you know, I didn't really receive a lot of assistance over the years as I was struggling to make my way in the world, and candidly, there were some really tough times. At the end of the day, I knew hard work had to result in opportunity, and I really just fundamentally believe that, and I think that's a basic tenet of the Republican Party. I also really fundamentally believe in being a fiscal conservative, and so that's why it's a good fit for me. The ideology happens to align with my belief system, but at the same time, I do recognize and appreciate that everyone comes to their place based on their own personal experience, and so it's not my nature to demonize. But if you were to, you know, track my record 8 months in office, you know, I did veto the rain tax because I didn't want to see another tax increase. I don't think you should have a new tax every time you want to fix something. I was recently asked about expansion of pre-K. I love expansion of pre-K. I think it's a great idea. I think the earlier you get particularly disadvantaged students into the school system, the better for those disadvantaged students. But you can't have a new tax every time you want a new program. In addition to that, you know, in our county, the second veto I unfortunately had to put forward is that the firefighters in our county, you know, hardworking folks, once again, but in the collective bargaining process, you know, they tried to circumvent county administration and go to the county council to receive an additional benefit. You can't circumvent the process. So it undermines the process ultimately. And so my track record is consistently conservative, but at the same time, I'm not a big believer in demonizing. And if I have any thought on the Republican Party, it's really simple. It's that we need to stop lecturing and start inspiring. Inspire to opportunity, inspire to what I believe is ultimately opportunity for everyone in this great country.